This podcast is a 3D audio production, so watch out as sounds may seem to come from beside you or behind you. For the best listening experience, please use headphones.
You can shop from anywhere doing pretty much anything. You might shop while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast. And however you shop, we all know and love the thrill of the hunt. But do you also know how to get the thrill of the best deals? Because Rakuten shoppers do. With Rakuten, they get the deals they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Sephora, Nike, and even Expedia if you're looking to get some travel in. And getting cash back doesn't mean you have to miss out on sales because those can just be stacked right on top. It's easy to use and based on a simple idea. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back through PayPal or check. Download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten.
Hey there. Ever wonder what happens to all those amazing screenplays that never make it to the big screen? Well, wonder no more. Welcome to Table Read Podcast, where we bring those undiscovered gems to life. Picture this, talented actors giving incredible performances with the occasional laugh or blooper thrown in, produced by award-winning pros. From drama to comedy, TV pilots to feature films, there's something for everyone. And guess what? We release new episodes every week, so don't forget to hit that subscribe button. Table Read Podcast, where great stories finally get their chance to shine.
Hi, Clone Club. This is Marco Palmieri, producer of Orphan Black, The Next Chapter. We're doing something a little different this week as we gear up for the season finale. Yes, I know you want that finale now. And the good news is you can get it right this second by becoming a Realm Unlimited subscriber on Realm.fm or by subscribing to Realm Plus on Apple Podcasts. You'll also unlock some exclusive bonus content, including a post-credit scene starring Jordan Gavaris as Mr. Fetch Me Something Gay himself, Felix Dawkins, and an in-depth roundtable discussion with the writers about Kofine's domestic bliss, new clones and accents for Tatiana Maslany to tackle, and what's next for the official continuation. The truth is, we can only make amazing projects like this one, working with incredible artists like Tatiana and the writing team behind this podcast, because of the support of our fans. And we 1,000% want to bring you as many shows as we can, including the second season of this show, coming this fall. Which, by the way, you'll also get early access to as a subscriber. Did I mention that season 2 features even more of the cast from the TV series? Tatiana will be reunited with Jordan Gavaris, reprising his role as Felix, and Evelyn Brochu, returning as Delphine. And we cannot wait. If you haven't already heard enough to immediately bounce over to our site and subscribe, here's a little taste of one of our Orphan Black bonus episodes that you'll get access to as a subscriber. Thanks for your support, Clone Club.
One of the big hearts, or at least the romantic focus for fans for Orphan Black, has always been the relationship between Delphine and Cosima. And having them happily married and still making crazy science together was a really big treat for Kofine shippers. How did you as writers come to this path with these two?
I mean, yes.
You can't not go there.
Yeah. I don't think it was ever.
See, Eugene, you say that, but I have been chronicling like queer pop culture for over a decade, and many times they don't go there. And you did go there, and I appreciate that.
Yes. Yes. We needed to go there. I mean, for that reason too. I think it was pretty important to all of us.
I don't recall it ever being up for debate. I don't think it was ever a question of whether or not they would be together or if they would be married or not or anything like that. Helly and I both live in Toronto, and I swear to God we had more conversations about where their address was.
Like neighborhood,
like which house. Neighborhood they would live
in. Oh yeah, they would have to would find they a
live,
cool neighborhood.
Would they live in it? There was, I think we did have a conversation about whether or not they would live in one of Toronto's sort of queerer neighborhoods.
And if not,
why not? And stuff like that. I think we had conversations about that.
what kind of house they wanted to have.
What kind of house they would
they're
have.
They're renovating an old Victorian. Yes. Like, yeah.
In off of Trinity Bellwoods. Like, yeah. We gave them a very sweet address. We gave them a pretty sweet property.
we gave them everything. Yeah.
We really gave them, like,
and they deserve it.
Toronto.
They deserve it all.
They do.
Because they're incredibly deserving. And I got to tell...
They're iconic.
I got to open a chapter describing them buying underwear.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Which I fought tooth and nail to keep. A scene that, like, 1,000, maybe 1,300 words just on buying lingerie in Paris. And and I fought tooth and nail to keep it.
And I appreciate that
about
you.
It was about so much more than just buying underwear.
And we had, of course, we had to look at the relationship and where it is now. I mean, as much as we gave them a lot of nice things, right? But we also had to think about, like, what are the strains and stressors and how is this working out? And I think it's actually, like, one of the big drivers of the season is sort of the tension between Cosima hiding herself, and that means also hiding a lot of the work that she's done in her life her métier and her career, and Delphine, you know, being very much the opposite, like being a very photogenic person, a person who's used to leading and being in front and making speeches and buying really schmancy underwear, you know, and Cosima being not that and trying to figure this out, like how can she do her own thing while worried about this huge secret and also, you know, relating with her wife who is in a very similar area and really a superstar. So that was a really interesting thing to delve into as we were, as we were writing their relationship.
I agree with that. I think, like, for me, they had a relationship that had been through so much throughout 5 seasons of TV. They've been torn apart, thrown together, almost dead, shot in the stomach, just insane stuff that I think they had to work through so many things that, yeah, it felt like shortchanging them and not giving them a life together that had this kind of cohesive element. It just felt wrong. And I think I imagined that after everything they'd been through and they stuck through that and worked through that, how could they not have had a strong marriage or a union? So yeah, to me, it just made sense. And I wanted to see them together. I wanted to just indulge in their life, right? So, yeah, I don't know. It made sense.